fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives as we honour a part of ourselves.
Hello, cherished viewers, and dobrodošli. Dobrodošli is welcome in Croatian. Thank you for joining us today on Lutwasi News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Kotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Rekem Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongja Le Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, a solar institute is launched in Australia. In ecology news, the chief minister of an Indian state highlights the importance of conserving nature. In humanitarian news, Cameroon women and orphan children receive assistance. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, March 1st, renowned electrical engineer Sir Isaac Schoenberg was born in 1880 in present-day Belarus. Sir Isaac is considered one of the primary inventors of the first high-definition television system. In 1932, while employed with Electric and Musical Industries Limited, EMI, in England, he and his research team were successful in making an electronic television picture-generating tube. Sir Isaac developed a system which the British broadcasting system, BBC, used when it began the world's first regular high-resolution public television service in 1936. Sir Isaac was selected as a Knight Commander of the Order of the British Empire in 1962. His outstanding achievement and contribution helped to significantly transform the way we communicate and share information. The legacy of Sir Isaac Schoenberg is much appreciated as we continue to use the medium of television to help us create a more collaborative planetary home.
Fly-In News. Supreme Master Jinghai International Association Relief News Update from Somalia. Over a several-month period, unusually heavy rains caused flash floods that destroyed homes and food crops, displacing 12,000 in the southwestern part of the country. On November the 5th, 2008, Supreme Master Jinghai had pledged a donation of $20,000 for the flood victims in Somalia. This amount could purchase an equivalent of approximately $153,000 in supplies in the United States, based on Somalia's cost of living. Supreme Master Jinghai frequently asks for updates on the humanitarian situation in disaster-affected countries. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report regarding Somalia with our viewers.
Most loving Master, regarding flood in Somalia. Upon receiving Master's loving instruction to help the flood victims in Somalia last November, immediately our relief team traveled to Somalia and attempted to conduct the relief work. However, due to the situation, our relief team could not go further and buy relief items to deliver them to the victims. Since then, we have been waiting for the situation to become better. Our most merciful Master, may we ask whether we should continue to try and send help when it is possible, and update the information to Master? Thank you so much, Master, for your everlasting love for all. With all our love, Foreign Group.
Supreme Master Jinghai responded to this report with the following message. Dear love, do pray and do what you can without endangering yourselves. Thank you for trying.
We thank Supreme Master Jinghai for allowing us to share this report with our concerned viewers. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing it. We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's ever-comforting presence by humanity's side. May the residents who have been affected by floods in Somalia recover their homes and livelihoods as quickly as possible. We pray that our greater care for the planet will create safer living environments free of natural disasters for all her beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Chilean volcano erupts for the third time in under 24 hours. When the Chaitén volcano in the seaside Chilean town erupted last May for the first time in 9,000 years, most of the 5,000 residents were evacuated. The volcano began erupting again on February 17th, followed by three eruptions within 24 hours on Wednesday and Thursday, when the remaining townspeople were asked to leave. Chaitén Mayor Pedro Vázquez pledged the Chilean government's help in relocating residents to the community of Santa Teresa, 10 kilometers north of their original home. Our appreciation, government personnel in Chile, for ensuring everyone's safety and for your assistance in helping residents build anew. May disturbing events such as these subside through our greater cherishing of the environment.
Moroccan princess fondly remembered. Her Royal Highness Lala Amina, aunt of Moroccan King Mohammed VI, has passed away. As chairwoman of the Moroccan Royal Federation of Equestrian Sports, Her Royal Highness advocated health through sports. She was also the chairperson of Special Olympics Morocco and was elected to represent the Middle East and North African region in the Special Olympics International Advisory Committee in 2008. We send heartfelt sympathies to His Majesty and those whose lives were touched by Her Royal Highness Lala Amina. May her soul rest peacefully in the everlasting love of the divine.
Nepal receives food aid from Japan. Japan has pledged a $6.9 million food donation to assist the Nepalese government's efforts in providing rice to alleviate hunger in certain districts of the nation. The supplies will be allocated by the Nepal Food Corporation to distribute to the less fortunate. Japan, we laud your commitment and heaven bless your helping hand to Nepal in times of need. Such brotherly cooperation surely brings immense blessings to both your nations.
The life of Saudi prince honored. Saudi Arabian Prince Turki bin Faisal has departed this world at the age of 64. His Royal Highness had a long career in the service of his country, including as ambassador to the United States. A funeral prayer was held at the Al Imam Turki bin Abdullah Mosque in Riyadh on Saturday. Our sincere condolences to the royal family for the loss of Prince Turki bin Faisal. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's eternal care.
Save our planet. South Asian water resources increasingly vulnerable. A report by the United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, and Asian Institute of Technology in Thailand have concluded that freshwater resources in three major river basins in South Asia are threatened due to climate change and overuse. The report states that the severe water shortages predicted in all three basins would jeopardize the lives of some 750 million people. With two-thirds of the Himalayan glaciers now receding, intense pumping at lower elevations has led to groundwater levels declining rapidly in the Ganges, Brahmaputra, Meghna, and Indus basins, resulting in contamination by saltwater intrusion. United Nations Environment Programme and Asian Institute of Technology, we appreciate your work in providing this valuable report. With heaven's grace, may we all tread more gently on the earth to save precious water resources and sustain lives. In a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff on November 26, 2008 in California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai explained the seriousness of water loss in systems such as that of the Ganges River.
Many are concerned, but little is done to avert this tragedy. And I cannot imagine what happened if all the glacier in Himalaya are melted. I cannot imagine how people will live. The Ganges River would feed millions of people, depending on the glacier of the Himalaya. And if it melted all, then first of all, we will have a lot of flood, and then we will have drought and dryness afterward, because the water will not be distributed evenly like it has been done for centuries. The glacier is there to feed the Ganges water, and it melted slowly, slowly as per using. As the human uses it, it will melt out just evenly distributing day by day like this. But if it's all melted at one time, then cities will be drowned, people will die, and a flood will be everywhere, and later we will have no water even, no reservoir anymore. So either way, either a lot of flood or drought, it's very dangerous for the people, especially the people who depends on the Ganges River and the glacier to survive. I'm really worried, but I just pray and hope that the people who are in power will do something. The only solution is vegetarian diet for everybody.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soil. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. Taipei unveils unique vertical garden. The Taipei Rapid Transit Corporation recently inaugurated a 105-meter wall of vegetation at one of its stations. A first of its kind, the garden was inspired by the upcoming 10th Asia-Pacific Assembly of the International Association of Public Transport, or UITP, conference from March 10 to 13th, with the theme Helping Cities Breathe. Containing 16 different kinds of green plants, the wall garden over a two-month period alone will absorb more than 35 kilograms of CO2 and emit approximately 26 kilograms of oxygen, comparable to a 20-year-old tree. The garden also makes use of an automatic water recycling system that is 90% efficient. A green salute, Taipei Rapid Transit, for your innovative and attractive greenery that brings nature's benefits to urban commuters. We look forward to seeing such greenery and interior eco-balance spread to many places in our world.
Save our planet. Macau schools engage in energy conservation campaign. To encourage community youth toward practicing energy conservation, over 50 elementary and middle schools in Macau, China, have joined an environmental education program. Interactive lessons, question and answer games, and informative displays are part of many methods to get children involved in an energy-saving campaign. A hearty thanks, school administrations and Macau, for helping to foster conservation values in our youth. We wish them the joy of learning and the happiness of actions that benefit Mother Earth.
Save Our Planet, Climate Change Conference to be held in Mexico. On Friday, March 6, the SOS Save the Planet Conference on Global Warming will be held in Xalapa City, Veracruz State, Mexico. Government officials, dignitaries, and concerned citizens are invited to attend this discussion on the latest issues and key solutions to mitigating the planet's climate crisis. Invited as the guest of honor is Supreme Master Qinghai, who has graciously agreed to share her insights during the forum via video conference. Additional guest speakers include the local president representative of Xalapa, Mr. Roberto Carlos Carbajal, Veracruz Governor Fidel Herrera Beltran, and via internet, Formosa or Taiwan's Director General of the Water Resource Agency Ministry of Economic Affairs, Mr. Chen Shan-Chien, and legislator Ms. Tian Chou-Jin. The conference will be broadcast live from the local radio station Oliva Radio at 95.5 FM. Supreme Master Television's live broadcast of the SOS Save the Planet video conference will begin at 6 p.m. on Friday, March 6 in Xalapa, Veracruz, Mexico, or 1 a.m. Central European Time on Saturday, March 7th. Save Our Planet. In a meeting between Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, discussions highlighted the importance of reaching a new global agreement on climate change.
Save Our Planet. The United States company Blacksmith Institute is training researchers to create a list of the world's most polluted sites in order to help governments and organizations identify and prioritize their cleanup.
Hello, I'm Buffo the Bison with the tip of the day. I'm a vegan, by the way. As many of us know, car batteries contain substances that are harmful to the environment, such as lead and sulfuric acid. So when it's time to replace your batteries, please take them to a recycling center or a special site to drop off wastes where specialists know how to dispose of them safely. In some cities, you can look online to find a location close to you. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now for the weather around our globe.
In good governance news, Australia invests in sustainable energy technology. The Minister for Resources and Energy, the Honourable Martin Ferguson, launched the Australian Solar Institute in Newcastle, New South Wales. The $65 million US dollar plus installation will focus on improving solar power and solar thermal technology. In addition, it will lead studies into the efficiency and cost-effectiveness of deriving energy from the sun. Minister Ferguson stated, "The Institute will provide vital support for researchers in the field of solar photovoltaics and concentrating solar thermal to help solar power become cost competitive with other energy sources. Our accolades and appreciation, the Honorable Martin Ferguson and Australian Ministry for Resources and Energy, for looking to the sun's limitless power. Heaven bless all to utilize abundant eco-friendly energy so we may live in harmony with our bountiful planet."
In ecology news, Minister of Indian State highlights the need to conserve wildlife and forest. Shri Digambar Vigamat, the Chief Minister of Goa, a state well known for its lovely beaches, emphasized the importance of protecting Mother Nature and our animal co-inhabitants. His speech was made during a presentation at the Wildlife Week celebrations hosted by the state's Forest Department. The Chief Minister stated, "Unless we take necessary steps, we will not be able to save flora and fauna." We salute you, Chief Minister Shri Digambar Vigamat, for bringing attention to the importance of protecting our invaluable ecosphere. May governments throughout the world take the necessary and crucial steps to safeguard our natural environment. Up next on Otwasi News, a native of Cameroon returns to help women and children have better futures. We go for a quick prayer and be right back. More brightening news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, blessing news for a regenerated world. In humanitarian news, a native of Cameroon donates $10,000 to help women and children of the nation. Dr. Michael Fong, Nye sociology professor at the University of Houston in Texas, United States, contributed to the Ibangane Cameroon women to help them improve their socioeconomic conditions. He also gave out presents to the orphans of Handicapped Orphanage Training Production and Ecstasy Center. Speaking to the women, Dr. Fong said, "I encourage you, my mothers, to take care of your children, these orphans you see out here and humanity in general. A good word to a child can change his or her life for good." This is not Dr. Fong's first gift in Cameroon. In 2000, he used approximately $60,000 of his own funds to found a library in Buya. "We are touched by your loving and giving heart, Dr. Michael F. Fong. May heaven grace all the people of Cameroon with brilliant days ahead."
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke taught by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled "The Prescription."
A customer went into a pharmacy holding the prescription for his medicine. The pharmacist kept looking, but he could not read it. And after a while, he said to the customer, "Well, this doctor, he's not so good, but he is the best in one thing." The customer asked, "What is that?" The pharmacist said, "He can read his own writing."
Music. And now for our viewer's heartline. Our viewer wrote about a public service announcement on Supreme Master Television about the tragic results of meat eating.
Wow, what an excellent, well-researched video. I especially like the use of the many different languages. Thanks for sharing this and helping to spread the word on this global problem. Journey, Concord, California, USA.
Supportive Journey, we pray that all human beings believe in what experts have been saying all along, that eating meat has no health value. Not for people, not for the animals, and certainly not for our planet. Let's join together to inform as many people as possible of these vital facts. With heaven's blessings, may we very soon live in a vegan and loving world.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
Now we say, Bog vos blagoslovio, that is, God bless in Croatian. May your life be filled with goodness, virtue, and beauty. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announces $1.6 billion U.S. for homeless assistance, along with funding of $1.5 billion U.S. to help families in need.
UK researchers report that quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduce the risk of strokes by more than half.
Iraq's President Jalal Talabani makes his second visit in 2 years to Iran, where he meets with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and other officials to improve ties.
Children with diagnosed attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, who practiced meditation showed improvements in attention, working memory, organization, and behavior.
Saudi King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz welcomes Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Muallam to Riyadh for a visit to enhance the two countries' relations.
United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton meets jointly with foreign ministers of Afghanistan and Pakistan to review U.S. support of peace and stability in those countries.
During a meeting with U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East George Mitchell, Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan confirmed his country's commitment to a key role in Middle East peace.
Swedish furniture company IKEA is donating $48 million to UNICEF to benefit children's health and living conditions in some of India's most disadvantaged areas.
Australian Prime Ministerial Foreign Affairs Advisor Gary Quinlan was appointed by Prime Minister Kevin Rudd as Australia's permanent representative to the United Nations.
United Nations Envoy Haile Menkerios arrived in Madagascar to act as mediator and assist the nation's government leaders in resuming peaceful relations. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.